You've just listened to Iwan Fals with Aku Bukan Pilihan, or I'm Not a Choice. It's not about somebody cannot be chosen by others, but is that I'm not a choice. I mean, you cannot just pick me or somebody else or waiting me hanging. And by the way, the song is released in 22 years ago in 2003. And actually, Iwan Fals is also very, very famous. Not even in the early 2000s, but since in the 90s or maybe 80s too. And in this hour, listener, we intentionally give you a lot of interesting and also, I can say all this coming from Indonesia, which is quite everlasting. A lot of generation in Indonesia knows most of the song that we provide to you. And the next one will be from a legend from Indonesia. I pick a song still in the 2000s. This one came from 2005 by Titiek Puspa with Apanya Dong.
Pikir-pikir, apanya, apanya tuhon. Yang sebelah mana sesuatu sangat menarik. Oh, pikir-pikir apanya, apanya, apanya dong, dia punya apa? Sungguh mati aku tertarik. Mungkin itu rambutnya dan hingga semuanya biasa saja. Coba aku lihat lagi yang mana yang menarik. Makin aku memandangnya, makin aku jatuh hati.
Apa apa apanya dong? Indonesia.
New I listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a traditional song from Papua entitled Diru Diru Nina. The song lyrics contain the prayers of the Papuan people. The prayer asks that the community to be able to survive all the challenges that they face. In addition, the song Diru Diru Nina also contains prayers so that the people and the surrounding environment are always protected from danger. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from Papua, Diru Diru Nina by Trio Ambisi. Happy listening.
Diru diru nina, oh, 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 oh. Sawah
Renaissance Indonesia.
Listener, here is quote of the day. National independence is not the end, but people's freedom of creativity is the main goal. A quote from Sultan Syahrir. Listener, Sultan Syahrir is the first Prime Minister of Indonesia. Sultan Syahrir is known as a freedom fighter, diplomat, and a thinker with crucial role in fighting for independence. He is one of the founding fathers, has great patriotism, nationalism, and care for the people. And listener, that's quote of the day. Here is a song from 1987 from an Indonesian pop legend singer, Krisya, entitled Nona Lisa.
Di dada, begini salah, begini salah. Nona, Nona, Lisa.
we've just listened Mona Lisa by Krisha. It's obviously a pun from the word Mona Lisa, but if we translate the phrase Mona Lisa into English, it means Miss Lisa. So there is a lady called Lisa who makes the singer, or everybody who is singing this according to the song, is falling in love to them. And according to the lyrics, Miss Lisa is very beautiful sometimes. Always dance or do something in front of the mirror, enjoying their own beauty. And the beauty of Miss Lisa is not only attractive right now at this very second, but for everyone, the impression of their beauty even lasts until someone is sleeping or in their dreams. So what do you think about this song, listener? Mona Lisa by Krisha, released in 1987. You can tell us your opinion on our application RRI Digital. And I believe that Indonesian, all these songs, is not always about the pop singer or the ones that is quite modern. This next one will have a rather vibe of Jakarta, not the modern Jakarta, the traditional Jakarta. Yes, I'm here is talking about Betawi. The next song will be by a master of Betawi arts, because he is not only a singer, but he is also a great actor and also a writer. We have Benyamin Sueb and Ida Royani in a song called Hujan Gerimis or Drizzle.
Dipikirin hujan gerimis aja, ikan lele ada kumisnya.
Jangan menangis aja, kalau boleh cari gantinya. Mengapa hujan gerimis aja, pergi berlayar ke Tanjung Cina.
Mengapa adik menangis saja, kalau memang jodoh gak cemara.
Located in East Siantan District, Anambas Islands, Riau Islands Province, seems to be hidden because it is flanked by small islands that are quite hilly. The Selat Rangsang Beach is on 244 hectares island. The beach is not so wide, but its position is really surrounded by clear water that has gradation colors between green and bluish. Almost every corner of the Selat Rangsang Beach can certainly be snorkeling and diving spots, which offer undersea amazing panoramas. Coral reef and marine biota at the beach have various kinds of species, and also the ecosystem is relatively well maintained. At Selat Rangsang Beach, you can do diving, snorkeling, and fishing. At the beach, all places can become fishing areas. But if you want more something challenging, you can directly do fishing in the middle of the sea. To go there, you should go by boat and have enough fishing equipment. If you do not have the equipment, don't worry, because you can still enjoy the scenery of the beach or swimming in the shallow water of the beach. Without snorkeling equipment, you can see coral reefs and multicolored fish swimming at the bottom of the sea with naked eyes. It is really an amazing scenery which can fresh your eyes. Listener, if you love marine tourism, please set your time to visit and have a vacation at Selat Ransang Beach. We guarantee that you will be satisfied. And if you visit Anambas Islands, you better explore the islands one by one by renting a boat or trekking to some islands.
Listen to Voice of Indonesia listening to the song Terserah Boy by Atik JP. This song was released in 1989 and apparently is an original soundtrack of a nice Indonesian movie, classic movie called Catatan Sipoy. The third rendition of Catatan Sipoy released in 1989. And apparently the story about the boy, Sipoy, is like the most handsome guy ever. And even until the 90s and early 2000s, people said that everybody who is quite handsome is called the boy. And of course, a lot of things coming from Indonesia is still available on vionis.id.
Oh,
So, listener, Indonesian government is apparently ready to make adjustments in the policy if needed. For what? To anticipate any potential impact of the U.S. increasing tariffs on imported goods. And quoted from Antares.com, the Investment and Downstream Minister Rosan Rusani said, the adjustments will be made to maintain and increase the competitiveness value of the national economy. And of course, he believed that by making these adjustments, the government's desire to create quality jobs in Indonesia can be realized. And to face the U.S. trade tariffs, according to him, Indonesia must become proactive in attracting investors' interest. Considering that the countries in the Southeast Asian regions are all also doing the same thing. And a dear listener, U.S. President Donald Trump announced his plan to apply a 25% tariff on all imported steel and aluminum commodities. So, most countries who use that kind of steel and also aluminum also made some reactions, but apparently Indonesia have a quite positive reactions by having a plan which is to make adjustments in the policy so that our economy stay strong and stay competitive. So still with the oldest coming from Indonesia, this is the king of ballad Indonesia, Ebit Gede with Kupu Kupu Kertas or the Paper Butterflies. Stay tuned in the Voice of Indonesia.
Setiap waktu engkau tersenyum, sudut matamu memancarkan rasa keresahan yang terbenam, kerinduan yang tertahan, luka dalam yang tersembunyi. Jauh di lubuk hati, kata-katamu riuh mengalir bagi gerimis, seperti air lalu beranjak setiap saat menebarkan jalan asmara, menaburkan aroma luka, benih kebencian kau tanam.
They stay still tuned to the voice of the Richard from Indonesia to the world. And right now I would like to invite you to check again our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok, VOA_Indonesia, to get more updates related to The Voice of Indonesia, so that you will get the complete conversation, dialogue, or even contents coming from Indonesia. And next one, I got One Piece by Titik Sandora and Muhsin Alatas with Hatimu Hatiku, My Heart and Your Heart, which is apparently a very quite good song released a long time ago. And I wish that you will enjoy it. And after that, we'll bring you to a very beautiful beach with a rather pink vibe instead of white or even black sand. So stay tuned in The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Komodo National Park is located in East Nusa Tenggara Province. In 1986, the park was designated as a World Heritage Site and a Man and Biosphere Reserve by UNESCO. Since then, the region has become more popular and more visited by local and international tourists. Besides the rare Komodo dragons, This region also has the natural beauty of underwater sea view, which is very intriguing. The national park area itself includes three major islands, namely Komodo, Rinca, and Padar, covering an area of 2,321 square kilometers. There are approximately 2,500 Komodo dragons living in the wild here. Besides Komodo dragons, there are also other wild animals, such as buffaloes, deer, wild boar, and monkeys. Exploring the Komodo National Park is very exciting and challenging, because you can watch how the prehistoric animals live. For safety reasons, visitors must be guided by experienced rangers. It is quite a tiring journey, yet all fatigues will be relieved when you reach the summits of the hills on Komodo Island. At this altitude, you can look down at the blue sea and the group of islands, which are really spectacular. In addition to trekking, visitors can enjoy the beauty under the sea in an area called Pink Beach. Muhammad Saleh, a forest ranger in the region, said,
"Sejak dulu, itu setiap tamu yang datang berkunjung.
Every visitor who comes to Komodo Island after trekking it will surely swim in the Pink Beach, which is located on the side of the road. When heading for the island or returning to Labuan Bajo, you have to pass it.
Pasti dia melewati, walaupun dia pulang ke Labuan Bajo, pasti melewati dia."
The Pink Beach, which is actually made of fine pinkish sand, is a portrait of beauty in the Komodo National Park. Muhammad Saleh describes the underwater marine life below.
Nah, yang ada di sana itu dominan itu soft coral.
Now there is predominantly soft corals or aquacora down there. There are also several species of fish, reef fish, and if you go deeper, you will find some larger fish species.
Kalau kita ke dalam lagi tadi, kita akan menemukan beberapa jenis ikan yang agak lebih besar.
As said before, the beach, which is located on one side of the island of Komodo, has pink sand.
Pink beach itu warna dasarnya itu putih.
The sand on the Pink Beach is basically white, but then there are some red coral rubble which is very fine, caused by the waves.
Sehingga itu sangat-sangat halus sekali karena pengaruh hempasan gelombang.
Regarding the natural beauty in this Komodo National Park, Aryadi Ali Usman, a visitor from Palembang in South Sumatra, says,
"Kita ke NTT, ke Pulau Komodo.
We are visiting the island to see Komodo dragons, which are really awesome. Previously, I only saw their picture or on TV, but now I can see how extraordinary these dragons are. After that, we traveled to Pink Beach. We saw how incredible it was. It was like a dream to see the wonderful Pink Beach. I could see the beautiful coral reef and fish there. The fish from small to big are so pretty and abundant.
Luar biasa indah dan ikan-ikannya bermacam-macam dari yang kecil sampai yang besar."
That was a glimpse of Komodo National Park in East Nusa Tenggara.
RA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
just listened to Betaria Sonata with Hati Yang Luka, released in 1987. It is about somebody who has to break up, either with their partner or even husband or wife. And, well, if I can revise it, it's about marriage that is ending. And some people always use this kind of song to express sadness in a relationship. I wish that you enjoy it. And if you want to know more about Indonesian songs, please make sure to stay tuned to The Voice of Indonesia. And in a moment, we'll have another news line on 2 p.m. Jakarta time. Listener, here's the news. First, the headlines. Chinese Indonesian Heritage Exhibition opens in Jakarta. Strengthening of Indonesian Aerospace Research Ecosystem encouraged. And here is the news in detail. The Indonesian Heritage Agency opened a temporary exhibition on Chinese Indonesian heritage at the Indonesian National Museum in Jakarta on Monday. The exhibition, titled Kongsi, Chinese Acculturation in Nusantara, features artifacts across Indonesia, including sculptures, fashion, and historical items influenced by Chinese. Indonesia's Minister of Culture, Fadli Zon, in his remarks said the exhibition showed the significant influences of Indonesia's Chinese communities on the country's life.
For centuries, Indonesia has been a meeting point of civilization where cultures merge and evolve. Among the most significant influences is the rich legacy of the Chinese community, whose presence in the Nusantara dates back over 1,000 years through trade, migration, and cultural exchange. This exhibition is a testament to a long history of cultural fusion that has enriched our traditions, language, arts, cuisine, and way of life.
Fadli Zon added that the exhibition is not just a reflection of the past, but also a reminder that Indonesia's strength lies in its diversity. He wished the exhibition could inspire visitors to preserve and celebrate cultural acculturation. Fadli also said that the exhibition will last for 3 months to come. The Indonesian Ministry of Higher Education, Science and Technology is encouraging the development of the national aerospace industry through research and technology innovation. In a statement in Jakarta on Tuesday, the Ministry's Director General of Research and Development, Fauzan Adziman, emphasized the importance of synergy between academics and industry in building a more advanced and globally competitive aviation ecosystem, where the Ministry acts as a policy facilitator to ensure that research and development in Indonesia receive special attention and are implemented effectively and sustainably. Fauzan stated that his party can provide support through collaborative research programs to easily obtain opportunities in improving the national aviation industry supply chain. He also said that several major universities in Indonesia have built science and technology areas, or KST, as a strategic step in encouraging the downstreaming of research and technology development. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.